the gospel tells us that the sign to our Lord to begin his public ministry was the arrest of John. When John was arrested, then Jesus went back up into Galilee, and then he left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum, which then became his city. In fact, Matthew later on will say he came into his own town, meaning Capernaum. And then we have this whole beautiful thing, and the summary of his activity, teaching, proclaiming, curing, raising the dead, and so forth. In our first reading, which I want to spend more time on, we have this treatise in John of what does it mean to really be living a Christian life, and how can you tell? One of the commentators who writes on the letter of John titles his commentary, "The Tests of Life." This we know, we can, and so forth. We have one of those in this today. Beloved, we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. There's a glimpse there, isn't there, of the kind of intimacy that God wants to have with everybody? That we love him. Whatever he wants is what we want. And therefore, whatever we want is what he wants. And so we ask him, and he'll give it to us. You see what's the intimacy that's being portrayed here? Whatever we ask, we receive, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. It's very important to ask the Lord, what is your preference? What would you prefer? And that's what the saints did, you see. Well, the command is what? Twofold. We believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us. That's the way to intimacy with God. To believe in the name means to believe in the reality of Jesus Christ. Now we do that by yielding to what we have already accepted, but it doesn't have a deep hold on our life, or we'd be saints. But we yield every day to that reality, which is in us by the mercy of God. We didn't give ourselves faith, you see. We believe in the name of his Son, that is, in the reality, the expressed reality of Jesus, who is the living and eternal Son of God. To believe that, you see how much darkness that moves us out of, how much error, how much illusion that we live in all the time. I mean, is the reality of Jesus so real that that's what we live by all day? Do we delight to have a moment to relax, just close our eyes and stay in contact with him? Or are we so busy looking around and turning on the TV and turning on the computer and turning? Or are we believing, and then love one another just as he commanded us? That's what he told us to do. And it's true that if we strive for love, we will keep all the other commandments and we will die to all our vices. Because that's what love is. We have a great example here in this Elizabeth Seton, who loved the Lord and loved his people and kept at it through tragedy after tragedy, her children dying, her husband dying first, and then You know, she lived right up the street here, you know. I'll never forget the time. I usually go up there for a Good Friday and spend the day in the church praying and then do the service when I don't have one of my own. And I went up there once, and this lovely old nun said, "Would you like to see the exhibit of Mother Seton we have downstairs?" Well, I didn't. But you're not going to turn down somebody like that. I said, "Oh, that'd be lovely." So I went down there, and it was a grace. You see, because there it was, where she lived, and then the summer home in Pelham, and then the home of her friend of her family, Thomas Paine. But that's where I come from. And I thought, my God, a New Yorker has been canonized. You know, one of us has made it, you know? And I was very encouraged. Thomas Paine's house was about 3 blocks from mine. He wasn't there, of course, at the time. But I know that neighborhood. I know all that. Pelham, where was their summer home, you know. It's like when Rockville was the summer home for people in Washington, you know, centuries ago. And sure it isn't now. Well, Pelham isn't either, but it was. But it was such an encouragement. She knows that world that I grew up in, you know. And she got holy. It was very encouraging, really. I like her a lot, and it helped me to learn about who she is. But how did she get to be holy? She loved, she loved, she loved, she loved. She loved God and obeyed Him. She loved people and served them and forgave them and cared for them and prayed for them. And that's why He says, you see, this is the commandment. Believe in Jesus and love one another. That's it. And everything comes down to that. You see. Those who keep His commandments remain in Him and He in them. You see the intimacy? That's why whatever we ask, we get. Because we're intimate with God. We don't want anything that God doesn't want, but we do want things. So we ask Him. You see. Well, how do we know that we remain in Him and He in us? What does He tell us in this letter? From the Spirit whom He gave us. It's the witness of the Holy Spirit. And so, you see why we have to be able to be silent and quiet and alert so that the Holy Spirit's voice and movement in us is available to us. And see, that's that little paragraph there. It's 3:22 and a few lines after that, down 24. It's a summation of the Christian life, right? But it starts by whatever we ask, we get. Really? Because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. So whatever He asks, He gets from us. So whatever we ask, we get from Him. Can you imagine that intimacy? I think it was St. Teresa of Avila who was once talking to Jesus about somebody and said, you know, He's really worth being our friend. You get it? She and Jesus are kind of there, and she's saying, you know, we could let this person into our friendship. That's the way the Lord wants to relate to us. Well, how do we get there? Just what He said. Pray and love.